Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Peace be unto you, brothers and sisters. Welcome to our Jummah. We're going to get started in just a moment. We're going to call the second adhan and then go ahead and get started. We have some groups calling in from the East Coast, and we're trying to give them a chance to hear the top of the Jummah, but we don't want to delay it, so we'll give them just another moment or so, inshallah. And also, we want to let everybody know that we appreciate the support of the blogtalkradio.com people, and especially Imam Muhammad. So thank you, Brother Amin Muhammad. Alhamdulillah. We're going to call the Zan this time.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Brothers and sisters, welcome to our Jummah. We're asking all of those who are able to put your phone on mute and not to have your speaker on, because it will feed back into the system. Again, welcome. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. أحمده وأستعينه وأستهديه وأستغفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. In the translation, we said, I seek refuge with Allah against Satan, the rejected enemy, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, sometimes translated as most gracious, most merciful. We praise Allah, we seek His aid, His guidance, and His forgiveness. We bear witness openly that there is no one and nothing worthy of worship except Allah. He is the one and only. We bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is His servant, Allah's servant and His messenger. Brothers and sisters, welcome. We're at our Jummah weekly meeting that the Muslims observe and attend all over the world. If you are healthy and if there is no emergency going on, the Muslim is told he must attend the Jummah services. The males must attend the Jummah services. We thank Allah for guiding us and giving us this religion, this way of life, the real way of life, the really only way of life to live, so that you can be fulfilled on every level, so that your life can be fulfilled in every way, and that you can attain to what we call a salam or a silm, or attain to say mutmaina. That's the highest level of development, where you are contented deep inside because you don't have the gravity of burdens on you anymore. And you as a soul, you're able to climb up from the low childish or animal or youth level, from the physical level, to the higher and higher levels through knowledge, through time, experience, and you through your learning and through the revealed word of Allah, you're able to reach a state of mind where life is not a problem for you anymore. and we call it mutma'ina in al-Islam. And mutma'ina means the soul or spirit or the person who's found his rest, who's found peace, who's found contentment in life. And isn't that what we're all after? To have peace of mind, to not be disturbed by our circumstances, to not be confined by our, I was going to say, situation. Allah has made a knowledge, and Allah has put a spirit in us, a strength in us, a fire in us, an alertness in us, an awareness, an intellect. Allah has put that in us so that we will be able to overcome every situation that's possible for us to overcome. And we want to be a people who can achieve this. And Allah has made a way of life called al-Islam or Islam or submission to Him that will train us, that will help us with every exercise, that will give us all the answers, all the formulas for how to live the best life, the highest life, a life that is basically very unproblematic, problem-free is what I was trying to say, a life that can take us beyond what most people even dream of, and that's what they mostly do is dream of a good life. They hardly ever achieve it. But Allah has made al-Islam so that a human being is capable of achieving the highest life, the highest growth in his lifetime and even beyond that. We have that example in Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, the messenger of Allah, the one that the life system called revelation, the life system that we call the Holy Quran, was revealed to. And he proved in his lifetime that you can become the highest of achievers in your environment. Brothers and sisters, you can become the highest of achievers in your lifetime, in your environment, if you will give yourself that much to Allah and what Allah has ordered you to do, all of it found in the Holy Quran and found in the Sunnah, which is the way of life or how to live the Quran, how to live Allah's will, that Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, lived. He said, if you hold on to my book, if you hold on to the book of Allah and my Sunnah, my way of living it, because you know his Sunnah is written down, we have it in writing, in his in the hadiths, the things that he said or is reported to have said, and that is in accord with what Allah says in the Holy Quran. A hadith, a saying or some words of Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, that you find written down, if those words are not in sync with what Allah says in the Holy Quran, then you would say that is not a sound hadith. It is a hadith that someone quoted or is reported that the Prophet said, but it's not in accord with the Quran, then we don't have to accept that. But if we hold on to the book of Allah, the Holy Quran, if we hold on to that book, Allah's own words, and how Muhammad received those words and lived those words and performed those words, was a model of those words, it is said that if you saw him, you were looking at the Quran. If you see him, or if you saw him, or when you see him, you are seeing Allah's word in the flesh. You are seeing the Quran. He is the Quran walking. You've heard it said various ways. You can do that too, brothers and sisters, if you will give yourself to Allah the most you can, the very most you can, not most in your thinking, but how Allah says your most is. Mm-hmm. Because some people say, I tried, I prayed, I cried, I gave, I did this, I did that, and I didn't get my answers. But how does Allah tell you to perform in life? Allah says, submit your whole self to Him, which may include not only you striving day and night to the best of your ability, striving day and night, saying the right things, going the right places, being around the right people, doing all the right things. It may call for you to risk your opinions, risk your idea of doing things or ways that you've been doing things, risk your someone not liking you. It may call for you to risk your very life. You have to give up time and all those things. Striving to obey Allah. If you submit your whole self to Allah, you will be successful. You will enter a paradise in this life, and it'll be even better for you in the hereafter. That's Allah's promise. It's in the Holy Quran. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, achieved that in his lifetime. Here's a man who dedicated himself to Allah so much that he was able to achieve a victory over wild people, savage people, hostile people, angry people in his lifetime, in less than a lifetime. In less than even 25 years, in less than 25 years, he was able to change a ruthless people and an area that had a reputation for just following what they wanted to do, following their own vain desires. And you see it all throughout the Quran where Allah warns populations, and not just the people in Mecca, not just the people in the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, but he warns population, after following their own vain desires. Our duty is to follow Allah's desires or His will, and we have it written down in our hands in the Holy Quran. Allah told us, the first thing He told Prophet Muhammad, told us through Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, is to read, recite, means to understand. It means to discover. Iqra. Iqra. Read. Allah didn't tell the world to do like these crazy people are doing. He didn't tell the Prophet, peace be upon him, to do like these crazy people are doing today. You disagree with them or you make them angry, first thing they want to do is go get their violence. They don't want to get knowledge. I was telling someone the other day, if you will pick up books, if you will pick up knowledge, if you will pick up truth, and put down your weapons, you'll see your life change overnight. And that's true for everybody about everything. Look how the wicked industries of corruption are constantly coming at us. The industries of corruption, the tobacco, the gambling, the drugs, the alcohol, the corruption, in the halls of so-called justice, the politicians, the business people. If you can, brothers and sisters, please put your phone on mute. Thank you. Or keep it very, very quiet wherever you are, because there are other people on the line. Thank you very much. The banking industry is after you. The school system, the educational system is corrupt. They still carry folklore and stories and mythology from ancient or old societies, and they're using it on you today. Look at the cultural people and the religious people in society. They're coming at you. They still carry the patterns of slavery. They still carry the habits of slavery, slave trade, robbing people's minds, child molestation, abuse of human beings. And these are supposed to be the leaders of the society. I want to caution you right now, brothers and sisters, before we get into our talk, and the talk today is the favorites of Allah. Just wanted to give other people a chance to get on the line because we're expecting more callers. I want to warn you not to let your mind be taken away or float away, drift away, be hypnotized and seduced, hypnotized and seduced and railroaded and where they oppress you, dazzle you to come into their idea of what society should be. Brothers and sisters, you are here to make sure that the idea of society, if you have a chirp or a fire alarm or something like that going on in your environment, you'll have to put your phone on mute, please, because we can all hear it. There's four other lines lit up. Your phone is making too much noise. This is Juma, and you should consider Juma to be extremely important, sacred, really, because it's a command from Allah. When you open up the Holy Quran, it tells you to stop everything you're doing and go to Juma. That's how important it is that Allah reveals it in the Holy Quran. Thank you. With all the nonsense that's going on the television, and the women are mad, the men are mad, they're boxing it out with each other, be very careful not to let your Islamic understanding of life, the real life, we have the real life, don't let that be disturbed by what these people are saying. These were the slave makers. These are the slave makers. These are the abusers of the poor. Many of them, most of them. Most of them are perverted transgressors, and they are run by some of the worst people on the planet. The ones that Esau did not like, the ones that he admonished about acting crazy and being children of the devil, the people today are run by those people. The people today are run by the people from earlier times that had a curse put on them. I'm talking about the children of Israel. So don't let your mind, they mostly run this society. Don't let your mind be corrupted by what they're saying on television about what they think government is or what they think life is. Allah is the ultimate judge. Allah is the judge. Allah is your judge. Allah is the judge of the heavens and the earth. Allah is the ultimate authority. So for the people of the world to take orders from the Europeans or the Chinese or the Russians or whoever, for us to take orders from them or for us to believe that they are the ones that we should be listening to is a big mistake. I'm talking to Muslims when I say this. I'm talking to you Muslims. Be very careful not to get hypnotized or dazzled or seduced into thinking that your American citizenship is higher than your duty to obey your creator. You, your country, this earth, the solar system, none of this. The creation would not exist if it were not for Allah's power and Allah's will. So don't get seduced in this society into thinking that what the governor says or the president says or the mayor says or the bishop says or the pope says or anyone else says is a higher authority than what Allah says. They have no authority, and most of them are very corrupt. Most of them are perverted transgressors, perverts. If you criticize homosexuality, you'll find not just the civil people, like the mayor or the councilman or the governor getting mad and coming against you. You'll find so-called religious people getting mad at you. The very people that are supposed to be warning the world against corruption and filth and perversion and disobedience are the ones who are allowing it. Some of them, many of them, are actually committing it. You've heard about these people who've invaded the false religion. The doctrine was false already. Then the ones who are racist and child molesters and homosexuals have invaded that falsehood and brought their falsehood into it, and they put on the robes, and they gather all the people, and then they milk them like cattle, eat them like vampires, seduce them like oppressors and evil ones, devils, and make their life a hell. They've made the people so crazy, they've hypnotized them so bad that they can't even raise a stir against the priest and so-called religious people that are victimizing them. Now, that's some serious weakness. Brothers and sisters, the only hope for the world is for you and I to follow the path that Allah gave the Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, and to see ourselves as the leaders of society. What we carry is the leadership for society, the words of leadership, the knowledge. What we carry is what the people need, and that's what Allah has put in the earth for them, and he sent it through Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him. And that's why we have it in our hands today. That's why we have it in our hands today. And you should value that. You should value your life, and you should see yourself. When you look in that mirror on the wall or look in that mirror in your mind, you should see yourself as being one of those who carry Allah's sacred word, and you are willing to make sure that the rest of the world hears it, starting with your family. Make sure that your family gets to hear al-Islam. Make sure that your family gets to know something about al-Islam, that they get to know that Allah is the creator, not some statue. The people of this society, the Europeans, their religion is built on statue worship. Their religion is built on white statue worship. And they turn that into words. They put it into words and offer it to you through language. And so what they're really giving you is white statue power, white power. Their mentality is European power, and they send it to you and seduce you with it through language so that your mind will get so hypnotized that you'll think that the European is the leader, worthy of leadership, worthy of being followed. And then they give you their own image. They give you their own image and tell you that it's a religious man. They tell you it has something to do with God and religion, with the creator. Tell you that their image is related to God. Says our chief idol is God's son. And you be believing that. And all the time they're going around the world attacking people, kidnapping people, abusing people, enslaving people. You know how many popes sat on the pope throne and watched the white people go down to Africa and other parts of the world, India, and attack us and molest us and abuse us and disrespect us? Do you know how many popes sat there and watched this abuse? In fact, they were part of it because the Europeans mostly follow the pope, and they can't. Mostly they don't think outside of what he wants for them. And what those popes wanted was riches. Those popes wanted wealth. Those popes wanted power. Those popes wanted to conquer lands, conquer whole people, and whole peoples, enslave whole peoples. And they were part of that. And all the European countries, England, France, Spain, Portugal, Denmark, America, and others, some of the Germanic people, they were involved in the slave trade. They actually got on ships with their provisions and their guns and their chains and went down to Africa and chained up people, made special boats with which to chain up people and put them in rows and chain them up and take them out of their native country, take them out of lands that had been, in some cases, most cases, especially in the case of West Africa, that have been Muslim countries for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Chain those people, strip them naked, chain them, put them in the bellies of the ships and take them to foreign lands. And that's how we got over here. That's how you got over here. I have to say it like that because you got so many people who walk around in this little dream state thinking that, well, I was born in Los Angeles, I was born in Arkansas, I was born in Georgia, I was born in New York. Yeah, but you're the child of people who were born in Africa. You're the grandchildren, the great-great-great-great-grandchildren of people who were born in Africa, West Africa, and you have not had a serious
ability to come back to your right mind, driven out of your mind, and haven't had the ability to come back to your right mind at all, even though 5-10 generations have passed. Over 500 years of slavery. So you got too many people that are walking around thinking everything's okay, everything's all right, when they're in a miserable condition. The people who enslaved you, they've been united as families for hundreds and hundreds, and in some cases thousands of years. They've never suffered separation from each other over long periods of time, involuntary separation, never have. Most of them, the vast majority of them, have had unity and the ability to pass down their teachings, their thinking, their mindset. You have not been united with other people's minds. You have not been united even with your own mind, because most of us still live in a tremendous amount, a tremendous measure of confusion and inner conflict. You live in so much inner conflict that you could be called insane. You could be called clinically insane and socially insane because you live in so much inner conflict. Brothers and sisters, now is the time to start getting out of that. And for those of you who are not here, we're recording this. And if we can get the full cooperation of everybody, we'll have this clean, nice coming to you if you request it. And some people who requested it already, I'll send it out to them too. We thank Allah for the ability to get this message out in how much we can, whatever amount we can. On the radio, through Brother Amin, and on the tapes, through over our telephone airways and telephone cloud, I think they call it. But brothers and sisters, let us pay attention. Let us quietly listen to these life-giving teachings, because where do you find this teaching? And please don't throw it away thinking that, oh, somebody of color, black man, is talking. I only listen to the white man. That's part of the hoodoo. That's part of the hypnotism. That's part of the oppression that they put deep, deep, deep within you to make you reject that which will give you life. Oh, they got life, and you part of their life. They use you like they want to and then throw you to the side. You have not gotten benefits, great benefits, from living in this society as one of the higher ones and the one most advanced ones in this society. No, you have not. You're still lacking. You still have deep desires to be somebody. Dr. King, the great leader, the out of his mouth was, I am somebody. Because he knows, and he knew then, that you were not treated like anybody real, anybody decent, anybody wanted or loved. He had to try to get you to tell your own self, I am somebody. Stop abusing me. I am somebody. Stop hurting me. I am somebody. I'm real. I'm worth it. I'm a human. Stop treating me like a dog. But what do they have you calling each other? What's up, dog? What's up, itch? There were other words. They never called you a human. They always had you calling yourself some kind of animal name. Heifer, stud, cat, wench. Some kind of animal and low criminal name. I was in the store yesterday. Very high name, high quality store, drug store. Very popular. Everybody knows the name. And I was on the other side of town, so I wasn't around people that looked like me. But as I was going, coming up the aisle and walking out the door, the manager standing there staring at me. I just laughed at myself because I don't fear them anymore. Oh, yes, when I was younger, I feared, and someone close to me put the fear of them in me. That's how I know that we teach our own children the wrong thing on how to think about the world. That's why I'm so valuable, and people who, like me, are so valuable, who have come into Al-Islam, who love Al-Islam, who love Allah, who want to live like a Muslim and die like a Muslim. Always, you're not supposed to die unless you are a Muslim. Die not, except. And you're not supposed to ever be a waster of anything. But we got to put Al-Islam in our children. We got to put Al-Islam in ourselves. Don't be afraid to read the Holy Quran and to make your prayers on time. Don't disrespect your Lord who's got your heart beating in your chest right now and your brain functioning. You can hear me with the ears on the side of your head, and then you think about what I'm talking about so you hear me inside and out. You need to become what Allah says he wants you to become, and he wants you to become above these other people, high above them. He wants you to be so high above them that they are smaller than an ant, brothers and sisters. That they're smaller than a part of an atom, a particle. And then on top of that, Allah says they're worthless because of their bad behavior, their bad attitude. They're worthless. Allah says in the Quran, they're like cattle. No, they're worse. How much worse? Way worse. Am I talking about them? Yes, I am. And you better get a hold of this precious prejudice too. It's the right prejudice. Allah says he's made everybody right, but because they will not obey him, he lets them fall. He lets them fall because they will not obey him. He lets them fall down to the lowest of the low because they will not obey. That's what Allah has done for them. So brothers and sisters, let us wake up and let us see ourselves in the right way. Not just look in the mirror and see yourself. Look at your own soul. Look at your spirit. And make sure you're doing the right thing every day. Make sure you're doing a righteous thing every day. These are what we wanted to talk about today, the favors of Allah. All these things we talked about today are the favors of Allah. The first thing Allah told Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that means the prayer and the peace be upon him, is to read Iqra. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. The first five verses of the Holy Quran were revealed to Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him. If someone is on the phone, can you hear me? Make sure that your phone is on mute and that you listen carefully. If you're tired, you may have to hang up and I'll send you the recording. But if you're on the line, please try to pay attention. Allah wants us to learn. So Iqra means read, recite, understand, discover. Iqra, read, recite. Allah has given us favors. These are the favors of Allah. Your greatest favor is your ability to learn. Your ability to learn. Allah said, read. What are you supposed to read? What are you supposed to learn? Your ability to learn. Allah wants us to learn, and you have to understand that everybody is depending on something. If we stop supporting the wrongdoers in this society, we will be very successful, brothers and sisters. If African Americans, I'm speaking of black people in this country, if you stop smoking, if you stop drinking, if you stop gambling and buying those lottery tickets, I'm not talking to the Muslims, hopefully, but I'm talking that you should tell every African-American when you get a chance, your relatives and others, what I'm talking about. If we start smoking and drinking and using those tickets and playing the lottery and buying guns and dancing and playing and clowning all the time, we would become wealthy overnight. The alcohol industry, the tobacco industry, the drug dealers, their desires to poison us and destroy us will collapse. They would not get our money because mostly what you're giving them is money. And the reason you're giving them money is because you have lost your mind. You tell people that. How can a person be in their right mind when they're smoking drugs or cigarettes? Or alcohol, and every one of those things is poison. Not being intelligent with your money, that's a poison to your financial system. Your financial system has a body just like your physical body needs food. Your financial body needs wealth and financial stability just like your physical body needs food. If we would stop putting our money in the wrong place, if we would start living in our needs instead of living in our wants, we would come alive. Allah wants us to do this. I'm not telling you anything foreign. You should be telling yourself this. Come out of your habits that are costing you your money, that you need to put in the right place so that you can grow and develop. Stop living in your wants and live in your needs. If I find out who that is, I will not accept your calls anymore. Because if you're tired, you should not call the Juma, and you should respect the Juma. I'm sorry to say these things while people are listening on the phone. But, you know, I used to be an expert. I am still a Marine, a United States Marine. And I would really like to get my hands on the person who disrespects our Juma more than I would somebody who was in the war with me and not doing what they're supposed to do to keep us all alive. So if you don't have the strength to listen in on Juma, you should hang up. I wish I had about 100 people like me in this society, and we would straighten out. Go to every area and straighten it up for you right quick. All the drug dealers would disappear. You also, as a favor of Allah, you want to apply what you learn. You want to apply what you learn, brothers and sisters, so that you can be a people who are wise. Allah wants you to perform. Applying what you learn, I mean, what good is math if you don't use the math? Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, said, the most learned of you is he who uses what he knows. He said, that's the smartest man, the wisest of you. The smart man is the one who uses what he knows. And he said that one learned person, one learned man, is harder on the devil than 1,000 unlearned worshipers. You've heard that hadith before, that saying of Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him. So if you're not applying al-Islam, brothers and sisters, then your religion is not doing you no good. If you're not using the Quranic learning to live your life, then your whole mind is doing you no good. You're a crazy person because this society is not teaching you what's real. But in that Quran is what's real. What the Prophet lived that he got from Allah that makes the Quran, that's real. You can live by that. And you are being judged by that. When you get ready to die, Allah said in the Quran, then the wrongdoer, his eyes open and he sees what he was missing. But the believer will be real happy when he gets ready to die. Says that the soul of the believer will pour forth from his body in peace. So smooth. But says the wrongdoer, he will have to be torn out of his body because he held on to the material things and the physical things. He loved the life of this world. He will have to be ripped out of his body. That's what the Quran says. That's what the Hadith says. And that's real. So Allah wants us to remember what we learned. He wants us to remember the teachings. He wants us to remember the formulas and the strategies. Every verse in the Quran is something that you need. Respect it, brothers and sisters. Practice it daily. Practice it every day, all day. Because this is the real life. And don't be a waster. Inna al-mubazirina kana ikwana ash-shaytan. That the waster is the brother of Satan himself. That the waster is the brother of the devil. That the waster is a devil. You could say it like that. You're just a devil who still got a chance. If you pray to Allah and ask Allah to bless you to live the Islamic life and you live the Islamic life, then shaitan has no power over you. Allah says in the Quran read the Quran, that it is a protection for you. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that those who read the Quran, shaitan cannot come near them. Allah says in the Quran, when you recite the Quran, that the angels are listening and you have protection. Also, we want to teach and spread this religion. We want to teach it, we want to spread it because it's real. If I gave you thousands of dollars and someone came to take it, You know how you would guard that money. How come you're not guarding your soul? How come you're not guarding your ears? How come you're not guarding your thinking from a terrible society that's taking way more than thousands of dollars from you? They're taking your very self from you. They're taking your children from you. How come I can't get that boy to act right? How come I can't get that girl to act right? How come my neighbors? How come this? How come that? How come I'm losing? They're stealing from you in ways that you cannot see. So Allah tells us to come to Jummah so the imams and the sheikhs can open up the vision, open up your vision so you can see what's going on. The Muslim should have insight where he knows what's going on. She knows what's going on inside of her. The Muslim should have vision, broad thinking, and that's what the Quran will give to you. Allah says that when you submit yourself to him, that he becomes the hand that you strike with, the foot that you walk with. He becomes the eyes that you're looking with. Allah gives you his vision. Allah gives you his voice. They say when Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, used to teach, so that the wrongdoers would run. It said when the exam was called, said that they would put their fingers in their ears because they couldn't stand the purity of this way of life. Brothers and sisters, we don't realize how safe we are if we're striving to be Muslims, believing Muslims. So we want to highly regard what we're taught. We want to spread it. We want to believe in it strongly. We want to inspire others with what we know. Our language inspires others. When they look at us, they become inspired because they see we're not acting all crazy and throw it off. We're clean. We're the cleanest people. These people don't even wipe their behinds when they get from the bathroom. They let themselves drip into their clothes and stuff. I know that sounds nasty. That's what they're doing. Allah says in the Holy Quran that they're nasty. Oh, you who believe, surely the pagans are unclean. That's what it says. Then we also want to enforce. We want to enforce what we believe, brothers and sisters. Never allow destruction of your learning. Don't follow the liars because they're handsome or beautiful. I saw a girl yesterday, and it had this guy, a foreigner, yelling at her. Young African sister, black sister. He's yelling at her because he's supposed to be her so-called boyfriend. And the reason she was crying and upset is because he had a boyfriend. And the boyfriend has AIDS. Hello. Brothers and sisters, they will try to victimize us. You better watch out. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, said, Jibril took him, the angel Jibril, peace be upon him, took him on a journey called the Visitant. That he took him on a journey to the house of Allah. And on the way, he saw things. And one of the things that he saw was people who were eating garbage and rotten flesh. And then he looked over and he saw another group who was eating clean. The table was set and the food was beautiful. And they had smelled so good. And they were so clean and honorable. And he said, who are these groups? The Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, one of them is the group who mixes with the people who fornicate, commit adultery, and who would rather be with the unbelievers and have sex and all with the unbelievers. And he said the other ones are the ones who seek out believers for marriage, believers for family life, believers for honor and dignity in family matters. So we want to enforce our way of life. The other people that claim they have religion, they know a lot of the things that we know. They know you're not supposed to lie. They know you're not supposed to steal. They know you're not supposed to be out here committing all kinds of sins and crime and stuff, selling drugs, using drugs, overlooking, reminding people to act right, never say nothing when you see people doing wrong and injustice, lying and stealing and being nasty, wearing nasty clothes. The Muslim sisters are told, don't fall in love with those wigs. Don't be wearing those wigs and those stink extensions, tying that stuff up on your head. and you're refusing to wear a hijab? You don't want to cover your body? But you out here showing your body to strangers and weirdos and freaks and knuckleheads that you already know that society's full of them. But you are being told by the TV and the news and the oppressors in society, Children of Israel media, you being told by them, their wicked voice, their nasty voice, they're got the blood of Satan in them.
One sister telling me, she, I got the blood on me, I got the blood, I'm covered by the blood. I said to myself, you're covered by the Satan's blood. That's the blood you got on you. Red wig on. Turned to the side, big old funny looking hat. You've seen them. High heel shoes is all dingy, nasty. Look like bugs gonna run out that wig. You've seen them, and it's a shame because this person is really a victim. They're a victim of the lies and the way that the society has been taught to see their kind. Oh, y'all ain't nothing. I hate y'all. Y'all got a skin color. Y'all wicked. Y'all evil. Y'all kin to the devil because of your skin color. How long are we going to put up with this stupid stuff that these ignorant people be thinking and talking against us? How long? I could be like Dr. King. How long are we going to sit by, stand by, and watch these people do stupid stuff? So I told the man, I said, you need to leave her alone. I told the guy that was hollering at the sister, the black woman, little innocent girl. She wasn't but about 22 or something. He looked like he was about 38, maybe 40. But he got total control over her, especially because he looked like the image. He done went and found one of them Latinos. He hollered all in her face. I said, you should leave her alone. Oh, she my girl. She my girl. But she ain't no slave, though, fool. She ain't no slave. She don't belong to you. And I was going to tell him, but he wouldn't know. She belongs to Allah. We all belong to Allah. You have a right not to let nobody treat you like we get treated in this society without you rebelling and yelling, at least. Don't hit them, though, because they got their armies trying to lock you up. And that lick ain't going to hurt him long enough. You need to hurt him where Allah said in the Quran, speak to them a word to reach their very soul so they can carry it to the grave. And the day that they meet him, and he say, yeah, my follower shook you up, didn't he? See? It's time to wake up, brothers and sisters. Stop being sissies. Yes, so you should enforce your teachings. Don't let anything be allowed to destroy your learning that you get from Allah in this Quran and in the life of Prophet Muhammad SAW. You have to guard your knowledge from lies. Guard your knowledge from these social and cultural lies, media lies that they spread all through the neighborhood. Got our own boys and girls singing that foolishness. I just got to get with you, baby, and blah, 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 blah. Got to have my bling, my car. Sell my dope. I'm a thug. Listen to the stupid stuff they got the children of Africa saying. They reward them for singing stupid stuff. But then when you want to say something, like the great leaders say, they want to threaten your life. Don't be afraid of that. Allah says you should fear him like you be fearing them. He said you should fear him even more so. That don't mean being a wild, crazy person in society, but it means keeping yourself together so that you can handle yourself in every situation possible. That's what it means. Then you're thinking rightly. Why should you be threatened? You're the king. You're the queen. You're the emperor. You're the big one. Why should you be afraid? Allah has put you in, and he doesn't call you those things. He calls you something even greater than those things. He lets you call yourself Abdul Malik, but you're not Al Malik. You're not the king. You're not the absolute ruler. But you can be close to him because he said, you'll be my slave, my servant. One who carries out like you was Abdul Malik on earth, like you was a king on earth. But he says, "Hudladhi ja'alakum khalifal ard," that he has made you his inheriting agent of the earth. Inheriting agent of the earth. Whew. What more could you want, brothers and sisters?
to have a mindset. See, it's not just the gold and the silver and the dollars, but to have a mind that's worth more than all the gold. Jesus said, what is the profit of man to gain the whole world? That's the gold, the silver, the dollars, the platinum, the palladium, the sapphire, the diamonds, the rubies, the all of that. That's the earth. Jesus said, what does it profit you to gain the whole earth, the whole world, but lose yourself? Now, if you that self that Allah is talking about, that soul that will do his will, that will get all the way up and stand up over everybody and everything else in the creation, not arrogantly, but because you obey Allah, you have been given that gift. Said knowledge, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, knowledge is the inheritor. The people of knowledge, the believers, are the inheritors of the knowledge that was given to the prophets. That's who you are. You better wake up. You know, when Harriet Tubman wanted to run away, I think it was Harriet Tubman, Sojourner the Truth? No, Harriet Tubman wanted to run away in the Underground Railroad from slavery. She had to carry a gun. And some people, she had to put that gun to their head and say, I almost called them a name. Cross that line. Cross that river. Let's get out of here. She had to make some people be free. Can you imagine that, having a war to kidnap your own people back from the devils? That's what we're in. We're in a war to kidnap our own people back from the devils. Hopefully we won't have to kidnap you, but we'd be able to seduce you. You think Shaitan can out-seduce Allah? Allah orders you. Allah commands you. Allah can make you against your will. Now here we are trying to get you to come away from the devils. And what the devils do for you and do to you, I should say. That they're doing to you every day. They're doing stuff to you every day, and you know it. Why won't you listen to people who are calling you to Allah? Oh, they told me don't listen to you. They told me that you the devil. Don't listen to you. Y'all Muslims. And that's a person that's supposed to be a Muslim thinking that. You know, they never would let us group up during slavery. They told us, don't try nothing. And you're still scared to try something. And other people come here from other countries, risk their life, crossing rivers, crossing mountains, all that, crossing the government. Yeah, they cross our government. They ain't citizens. They cross our government when they get here. Double cross you. I almost called you Steve. Double cross you. And you're sitting there looking at them, trembling. Instead of trembling before Allah, you should say, thank you, Allah, for saving me from my stupid self. And you should get up determined that you're not going to live in weakness anymore. Say, I was weak yesterday. I was weak an hour before Juma, but I'm not going to be weak no more from this moment on. And you should go forth like the real king, the real vicegerent that Allah says you are. Quit trembling and shaking around here in America. Have I told you to get a gun? No. Get the book. Get the book. The words are mightier than the sword. Haven't you heard that? That the pen, the ink is mightier than the sword, and the ink of the scholar is holier than the blood of even a martyr? Can you imagine that? A martyr says, I'm gonna sacrifice myself to save everyone. And I'm gonna jump over in the crowd, just let them stab me to death. I don't care. Allah says through Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that your smarts, your knowledge, the words that have been given to you by Allah, that ink, the ink to write those words, is holier than the blood of that martyr who jumped over there and got stabbed to death trying to save us. Yeah, because the true us is not physical. The true us is what's happening inside your head and your heart. That's the true you. That's the true you. If you're not a human being, then you're already dead. If you're not a human being, then you're just an animal. That's what they brought us from Africa to do to us, to reduce us to animals and just use our animal. And every time they caught you trying to rise up in your mind, they came against you. You could be killed for even teaching a slave to read. That was their own people. And then the slave could get killed for trying to read. If you be the slave of Allah, we will take this book and we will slam their brains out. We will take this Quran and I know the sisters saying, brother, no. Maybe some sisters might be saying, go ahead. That's what we need. We need some sisters that say, go ahead and slam their brains out then. So we'll have better families and be respected by our women, and our children will follow us and listen to us. Because if you slam this Quran against their heads, if you take Allah's knowledge and slam it against them, you'll be doing exactly what Allah says. Allah will raise your status up, raise you up higher than you ever could think you would be. Allah says, verily we hurl the truth against falsehood and knocks out its brain. You got to be ready for this, brothers and sisters. You in it. You in it already. Because they coming at you. You say you want to be a Muslim, Allah says, you going to think you're going to just say you're a believer and not be tested? Well, it's coming. And for most of us, we felt some of it already. But Allah says he will protect you from the falsehood mongers, people who love falsehood and keep falsehood over the people. The tumult and oppression is worse than being killed outright. Slavery, mental slavery, is worse than slaughter. That's what Allah said in the Holy Quran. Making you a slave and a fool, making you ignorant and stupid, having you live pretending that you're a Muslim because your heart want to be, but your mind, your will, has not connected with Allah like it should. So they're going to kill you. And that's what you're afraid of. The law says that mental oppression is worse than dying. So don't give them your mind. Tell them, hell no, you ain't getting my Muslim mind, my believing mind, my mind belongs to Allah. I belong to Allah. Aren't we told to say we belong to Allah? Brothers and sisters, we're going to go into the second part of the talk. It's going to be very brief. Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala khair mursaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. I mean, and in the translation we're saying, praise be to Allah and peace and blessings be upon Muhammad and his family and his companions. He is the best of all of the messengers, all of the prophets that were sent. He was the best of them. He had the most completed message, the most completed mission, the most completed message, and there's no prophet needed. Our knowledge is so complete in the Quran, there's nothing else needs to be sent to us as revelation. It is so powerful that if you study the Quran, as it says in there, if you study the Quran as it should be studied, you will become so, we'll have to hold you back, because you will start seeing how awesome Allah has made the knowledge that will make the awesome Muslim mind. Yes. You'll stop being afraid, brothers and sisters. It's not hard to become leaders over these people who have become homosexuals and booty sniffers. It's not hard to become leaders over them. I don't mean leaders with them or sharing anything with them. We have purity. Allah said he has granted you purity. He is the one who purifies. He is the one who grants salvation. They can't order salvation for themselves, not even the Jews who claim that they're the chosen one. They don't order holiness for themselves. Allah says most of them are transgressors, and Jesus and David cursed them. Yeah, children of Israel. You are fit to be over all of them. Allah says if they follow your form of religion, then they're on right guidance. Talking about the Jews and those who call themselves Christians. You have to tell them, stop trying to pour blood on yourself. Stop trying to nail your hands up. You know, you go to the Philippines, it's the people that nail themselves every Easter. You have to tell them, put that doll down and stop praying to that doll. You have to tell them, stop worshiping yourself. Stop telling the world that you're a chosen people when you're out here oppressing all these people. We see you killing babies and shooting women and blowing up people's houses right in front of us on the news. We see you not respecting Jesus. You have to, the Muslims are told in the Holy Quran, we have to respect all of the messengers. We don't reject any of them. And we obey what they were sent, because what they were sent that's mentioned in the Quran is all of the righteousness and holiness that we need to change lands, to change the people of the various lands of the world. We have all of what we need to be able to do that with. We know what Moses used. We know what Jesus used. We know what Abraham used. We know what David used. We know what Solomon used. We know used. We know what Hud used. We know what Lot used. We got all the answers. We know how Adam, the father of all of us, behaved and used. And all of us have to thank Allah for our existence. And all of the stories of the messengers are with us. And Allah says in the Quran, He reveals it so that you will be able to know what to do. So why we got to go and ask the Jews or the Christians something when we see they can't even run a society decently? Women mixing with the men, running from their parents, not telling them where they at. They go have parties and stuff. Then when they get molested or attacked or raped or robbed or stolen or kidnapped or killed, then all of a sudden there's a big clamor when you weren't doing what you're supposed to do in the first place. I always tell my family, I don't like do-overs. Let's do it right the first time. You think you were getting away with something, you enslavers, the people of the who like slavery? You thought you were getting away with something? No, you were picking up the very thing that Allah said in the Quran. Allah says that they didn't know, in the case of Prophet Yusuf, they didn't know, peace be upon all of the messengers. They didn't know that they were picking up the very thing that was going to destroy them. They went to Africa and got all of us. They didn't know they were bringing us, the best of us, the strongest of us. They were bringing us to the best kingdom, material kingdom on earth, and now we got an opportunity to run this sucker. I don't mean you're going to go and get all the cars and all the diamonds and all the airplanes and all the land and all that stuff. I'm talking about that the best mind on the earth is here in us, and we have an opportunity to live that mind and to righteously dominate these other people who think they're going to just keep doing us like they've been doing us, selling your children, molesting your people, robbing you. And look, here it is. We've been here. Millions of people been here hundreds of years working for free. And every sucker come across that border think he better than you. You better wake up. That shouldn't be happening to Muslims. And it doesn't have to happen to the Muslim who's got the black skin, because we're the ones who've been here and doing all this and going through all this foolishness. So if you're ready to take your place, you better join me, because I'm ready and I'm not playing. Now, I was in the Vietnam War. I take a sucker's head for nothing for them. That's what I used to do. But now, I'm going to take their head for Allah. That's what Allah says. Oh, he gonna go get the guns and the knives and the sword. No. I'm gonna get the Quran. And I'm gonna take that head off with this truth. Oh, praise it to Allah. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. We're gonna close. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And that means Allah and his angels do salute Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him. Oh, you who believe, do you likewise, and give him a great salute. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata ayuna waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. And that means, oh Allah, give us wives and offspring that will be a comfort to our eyes, and grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ibrahim fil alamin innaka Hamidum Majid. Our Lord, exalt Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did exalt Abraham and his family. And our Lord, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did bless Abraham and his family, for surely you are praised and magnified. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhabannar. That means, our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the penalty of the hellfire. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, I want to caution you. I know you used to maybe speakers who put you to sleep and rock-a-bye baby and powder your behind or whatever. I'm not here for that foolishness. I'm here to help you wake up and come out of this fire that's burning your life to pieces. Alhamdulillah. We're going to call the Ikama for the Jummah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, hayya ala falah. Qadikam al-salah, qadikam al-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Astaghfirullah, make your last straight. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. خلق الإنسان من علق. اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم. علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. Allahu Akbar. Sami Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rahmani Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس مالك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
That means all praise, every perfect praise is due to Allah. Allahu Akbar, 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 Allahu Akbar. That means Allah is greater and more important than anything or anyone. Al-Fatiha, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. All praises to Allah, the Lord of all the world. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, most gracious, most merciful. Maliki Yawmiddin, Master of the Day of Judgment. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. The alone that we worship in thy name we seek. Ihdina sirata al-mustaqim. Show us the straight way. Sirata al-ladina anamta alayhim. The way of those upon whom you have bestowed your grace and favor. Ra'ila al-maghdubi alayhim wa la'dolin. Ameen. Not the way of those upon whom your wrath is brought down, nor those who go astray. Ameen. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters. May Allah bless each and every one of you all for joining us today. We want to make a dua for the those who are sick and in the graves, and we ask Allah's mercy upon them, forgive them their sins, have mercy upon them. We ask Allah to return those who are sick to strength so that they can move about and take care of their families and their duties in life, and that they will serve Allah to the end. And we ask Allah to bless those who are in the graves and have mercy upon them, forgive them their sins, admit them into paradise. Ameen. And brothers and sisters, we want to also remind you that we appreciate all of you who call in on the phone hookup, and also those who are calling in through the Blog Talk Radio, which is put in place by Brother Imam Amin Muhammad. We appreciate him and the Blog Talk Radio people for this service, for our Jummah. We thank Allah for guiding us and joining us all together in this particular particular exercise here. And the Jummah is designed for us, brothers and sisters, to worship Allah sincerely and to get information on what we're supposed to be doing in our lives so that we'll be stronger, encouraged to be stronger as Muslims, as believers. So we hope you got something out of the Jummah today. We're not just talking. This is who we are. This is how we think. The wrongdoers would do real good to just kill us outright, because the work that we have to do, Allah tells us to do it for the rest of the time in creation. Now, we are new people here in America, and we're very strong. Many, many of us are followers, former followers of a social reformer named Elijah Muhammad. And the rest of us, many, many others of us, descended into the leadership of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, the son of Elijah Muhammad. So we are righteous Muslims who follow the Holy Quran, and we are strong, and we are here to stay. Allah says this earth belongs to us. That means that our bodies, our minds, our truth, and all of what Allah has given us as his inheritors, it belongs to us. We're not letting anybody take it from us, and we are going to use it to rule over everybody else. Allah says he has put al-Islam in place. Not rule over them to make life worse for them, like the wicked ones do. We want to rule over people since we see they can't handle it. We want to rule over them and make life better for them. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.